So pleased to welcome to the show as we continue our coverage from Mobile, Alabama, the Senior Bowl, Pat Roberts, the Browns' senior national scout. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
All right. Well, Pat, you know, in terms of what you do, and it's a, obviously it's a general role that gives the, just as it implies, that national perspective. But as it applies to being here at the Senior Bowl, give me the sense of focus. What are the types of things you're keyed in on this week?
You know, I have I do have a position as a cross checker that I watch a little bit more intensely than I would some of the other positions. But this also gives me a good chance to see some of the players. Even though I'm national scout, I can't obviously cover the entire country in the fall. You know, I do it over the course of the year, like John Spytek and I. You know, John gives me a list of schools as our director, okay. And then he and I kind of split it up. And then, you know, this time of year, he and I kind of go and see the players that we didn't see in the fall. And so here it gives me an opportunity to see some guys that I haven't even seen on tape yet.
Can a player literally in the course of say, this practice week do something? Because we know the game is the game, and I know the game is sort of anticlimactic. The emphasis right. is really on watching these guys in practice, and then once they're playing the game, I know those typical all-star rules, you really are seeing a lot of limitations, and plus they're not really synchronized real well, only working together a few days during the week. Right. But can a guy change his stock significantly in a Senior Bowl practice week?
I think he can confirm some things or actually raise some questions. So it can affect his stock. You know, but the one thing that's good is when you see guys that when there's a question of level of competition and they come out here and they show that they can match up with the big guys, I think that they can really help themselves. You know, and then guys that there's questions of whether it's arm strength or height or, you know, weight or what kind of shape he's in. You know, it was interesting. We were talking today. There were some guys who had some issues with their practice habits and seeing whether that carries over here or not. It was kind of interesting to see some things confirmed.
So I was going to say, without naming names, did you see, like, what types of questions existed and what types of confirmations did you come up with?
You know, as guys, you find out in the fall, hey, this guy may not take his reps too seriously. He may go through the motions. And then you go out here and say, you know what? That's exactly what he was doing. It confirms what the coach might have told us or what you saw at practice in the fall. And, you know, because a lot of times when a scout's at practice, some kids will change their practice habits, or they try to. And, you know, so it's interesting to see if that's the way it is all the time or just the day I was there in the fall or, you know.
And thinking about this session where there are representatives of 32 NFL teams around for the each team's practice, north squad, south squad, it would seem to me that is when the vast majority of these guys, if not every single one, would say, hey, this is my audition. I got to be at my best now.
You'd think so. You'd think so. But it really, it's amazing how, you know, I don't want to sound negative, but a lot of times these kids have been told they're so good their entire lives, and they really believe it. And they don't. Some of these kids don't have very good self-awareness,
wow.
to be honest. And so when they get out here, you know, they're doing things that maybe they're a little overconfident or, you know, talking a little more than they should instead of paying attention to the details. And so, again, you get to find out little things about the kid's personality, too, not just the way they play.
Right. So sometimes the idea is come in here and pander a little bit to each other, right, as opposed to knowing that your real audience, the most important audience that counts are guys like yourself.
Right. Yeah. You know, and again, it's for all the scouts out here, and you'd think that these guys, again, you'd think that they'd all be putting on their best show.
Yeah, okay.
But sometimes that doesn't happen.
And that's not a this year thing. That's as long as you've been in this business, you've really seen this throughout.
It's an all-the-time thing. You know, this is, I think, year 14 for me now.
And it's 14th Senior Bowl, too?
14th Senior Bowl for me.
Okay.
And the one thing that has changed is there's more media coverage and there's more, you know, social media and everything else that there's so much more exposure on these kids.
Right.
That it does, you know, you see that over and over again, so.
Pat Roberts, he is the senior national scout for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we bring you live coverage from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. You, as you scout, for a team, I know it's mostly, if not all, proprietary, that you have a specific schemes that your team runs. You know what your coaches are coaching, and therefore you want the right parts to fit the system, right? So with that in mind, how does that influence what you're looking at, and can you, is it a matter of looking at every player with the possibility that he has something that can fit into your schemes, offense or defense, or is it a matter of eliminating some players who just are never, they would never be a good fit on the basis of schematics?
Well, I think you try to always fit them into your scheme and see how they would fit in your scheme, I guess is what I should say, especially the good players, you know, because there's a lot of times, you know, when we used to run the 3-4, there'd be a good player for a 4-3, and you would try as hard as you could to make him fit, and he just couldn't. You know, you put him in a situation to not be successful and not do the things that they could do. And I'm sorry, when we were in a 3-4.
Now
we're in a 4-3.
Right.
You know, we can play with a little bit different type of player. And so it has been, I think instead of eliminating, now we get to try and make them fit or try to get the, especially the good ones. You know, you don't want to throw good football players away because they are difficult to find.
Right.
So if you can make the good ones fit and find a position for them or find a role for them, it's a feather in your cap.
Is having scouted for both now, is one harder than the other? Is it harder to find athletes that fit one of those schemes defensively than the other?
I think it is more difficult to scout for the 3-4 just because not as many college teams run it.
Right.
So a lot of them are projections, you know. It used to be you'd go to Alabama and you'd go to Virginia, and those are the two places that you could actually take the same position that we had on the field and say, okay, this is how he projects. And the rest of the time you were taking guys that were 4-3 players, and then you'd have to send your coaches to work them out to see if they could do the things that you were going to ask them to do on the field.
Right.
You know, so it was a lot easier, or it's a lot easier with the 4-3 just in that sense.
Sure.
And then a lot of times, you know, the size requirements, you know, for the 3-4, the type of 3-4 that we ran.
Right.
You were looking at a lot bigger guys. I mean, you can't play with small players, even the good ones. You know, that's what made it difficult.
How about on the offensive side with the West Coast scheme as it's defined by Pat Shurmur, and then eventually maybe it's going to be refined once there's an offensive coordinator in place. And I talk with this with Tom Heckert on this. It's not necessarily any sort of scouting handicap that you don't specifically have him in place yet, the OC, the new OC, but because it's not going to, you're not going to have a sea change
right.
in terms of the mentality or the philosophy of the offense. But when you're looking, scouting for that kind of offense, say with receivers, are there characteristics, qualities that are going to be very specific to that you look for?
You know, I think there's some certain routes that Coach Shurmur would like the receivers have to be able to run. But in general, I think on offense it's more the good players. Find the good players, you know, guys with speed and guys with all the traits and qualities, more so than when you were scouting a different defense.
Okay.
But that's just the way I've, you know, understood it. And, again, there's certain things that your receivers have to be able to do, certain routes they have to be able to run.
Right.
But more than anything, it's find the guys that are good players.
I mean, size, I would think, in that equation has to be – something to think about. You're not going to get a lot of the smaller real – I mean, you're going to have fast guys. And guys like a Jordan Norwood can have success. He showed that in those flashes that he had this past season. But it just seems like the prototype for that type of offense tends to be a little bigger.
Right. Yeah, and again, like you mentioned Jordan, you know, you take a good player and find a role for him. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's one of the things that Tom Heckert has stressed to us is, hey, let's not throw away good players. Let's find a role for them. And,
sure. And
you know, I think especially on our offense, I think that they're gonna do that.
14 Senior Bowls. Do you, and talking with Tom Heckert about this last week, he zeroed in on the idea that, you know, the quality level at its best was according to just how things were assessed by the Browns. Was maybe low first round, and then going down from there. Does, as you assess these players, and know the individual rankings you've already done,
right.
How do you sort of factor in this, you know, you talked about confirming practice habits and other things, but are there some things that you'll see and identify in a player in Mobile that you couldn't possibly have known from, say, watching tape or anything you did during the college regular season?
Well, I think one thing, you know, each one of our scouts has between 10 and 15 interviews where you spend time with the kid. And you know, a lot of times you go in, and coaches all love their players, which they should.
Sure.
You know, they've recruited them. They've put the time and effort in. But they don't see the warts all the time with their personality when they're giving us the information about the kids.
Right.
And so this gives you an opportunity to talk to them. You can talk a little X's and O's to see if they'll be able to learn it. You know, but more so just the personality, find out about how they interacted with their teammates, if they were family, you know, what their family background was growing up,
mm-hmm.
And just get to know the kid a little bit. So that's something that you don't really see at the school. I think you have to be real careful, and I know Tom's talked about this, and a lot of people that I've worked for and worked with for a long time. You know, you have to be careful not to raise a guy too much from the Senior Bowl or to move him down too low from the Senior Bowl or from any All-Star game,
right.
You know, because they do, most of these guys have 4 years of tape that, you know, that usually the tape doesn't lie.
Gives you a sound picture that,
right.
Yeah, that this isn't going to completely blow it up.
Right, exactly.
One way or the other.
Exactly.
And the other thing is the coaching staff. Now, watching, say, the Vikings staff, how they have certain drills that they use, and every team has their pet drills, right, that are
right.
Different than others. Is there any, I don't know if the word is difficulty, but is there any a challenge, I guess, in watching how these guys respond in drills that aren't the types of drills that necessarily the Browns coaching staff does? Does that matter at all?
You know, I don't think it does, really, because a lot of times what the scouts, what we really pay attention to, I think, is the one-on-ones, offensive okay. Linemen, defensive linemen.
Right.
In the same time, usually they're doing, seven-on-seven, mm-hmm. or and then you have your nine-on-seven, and then your team. And so a lot of times when they're doing the individual stuff, it's more walk-through, trying to get techniques at a slow pace maybe. But when they start coming together, a lot of times it's not they're not teaching the techniques or different things. They're you just want to see them pass rush or pass protect or you know how they work within the scheme as far as a 7-on-7 goes.
And when you watch a quarterback who is not in a 1-on-1 situation, obviously he's in a vacuum really, right?
Right?
And he's not being rushed and he's in a perfect environment. So what are the things that you're noting? In the course of what's kind of the short list of qualities that you've got to see that you're focused on when that quarterback is in these Senior Bowl drills?
Well, I think the thing that's interesting is you can tell a little bit about his leadership. You can tell how he directs traffic, you know, gets the guys lined up, make sure they're in the right spots, what his awareness level is. And then also the accuracy. You know, you talked about not having a rush. And when they get to the team period, they'll get a little bit more rush on them. Obviously, they're not going to get hit or taken down. But,
right.
You know, how they throw the guys out of the break and if they're open and you know, their touch on the ball and their arm strength and all the physical qualities that you look for in the quarterback. I think you get a good chance to see that here.
And the and then from a defensive standpoint where it's a contact situation, are there ways that you can – again, gauge how they – you rely just mostly on the film on that. Is there anything that a defender can really do here when he's not making contact that can tell you something?
Yeah, I think, you know, you can see the way a DB positions himself, what their awareness level is when they're in – say they're in a zone scheme in 7-on-7,
mm-hmm.
What their spacing is, what their awareness is, you know. And even with the linebackers, there is enough contact as far as them taking on if they're playing downhill – or if they're trying to slip blocks instead of taking them on, you know. And the only thing you really don't get to gauge very well is how good of a tackler they are.
Right.
You know, because you never see that. And
yeah.
And so that can make it difficult. You know, that you really have to go to the game tape for and see how they square up and make their tackles.
Pat, great stuff. Could talk to you forever about this stuff, but I really appreciate you taking the time to join
us. Thanks for having me.
He is Pat Roberts, Senior National Scout for the Browns, joining us here on our live coverage from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.